And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray. Now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, Happy New Year, everybody.
Let us be the first to wish you a Happy New Year from the Bob and Ray Show,
or one of the last few.
Did you get our Happy New Year card that we sent out?
Hope so. If you didn't, then you're not on our mailing list for a good many goodies throughout the year.
If you'd like to get on our mailing list, just drop us a card.
An application form will be sent to you. If you pass, you will be put on our list. And a good one it is, too.
We kept this the last show of this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, we've got a couple of speeches where we think of real swinging tonight. First of all,
there'll never be another show by Bob and Ray in any 1950.
Oh, that's right. Tapping into another decade.
Just think of it.
This concludes our third decade of radio broadcasting.
Think of it. Third decade of radio broadcasting.
My. You've been with us for two of those.
Yeah. Oh, I've been with it for two decades.
That's what I mean, two
well, decades. I don't mean to take up your big, important New Year's Eve program. I noticed I was looking at the...
it's not that important. We could throw it right out the window and do another one if you want.
Really?
Sure.
Well,
that's elastic.
I just don't want you to think that I'm too bold.
No, I never would say that. There's a big...
I remember that.
Big success here in New York, they say, is an experimental off-Broadway production where the actors have a rough storyline and ad-lib the dialogue. And,
what show is he doing? What show are you
I was talking about that show where they make up the words and they go along.
Oh, yeah. I haven't read too much about it. I think you have, though.
Artie Schermerhorn is at the... I think we're going to hear it as they go through their lines. They're on stage ad-libbing around a set plot. Every night is different. Mm-hmm. So, Artie, will you come in, please, at the theater downtown?
Good evening, everybody, and Happy New Year to you. This is Hattie Schimmelhorn speaking to you from the Experimental Wernick Theater.
Uh-huh.
Where, currently...
I thought I'd find you here.
You just heard him say, I thought I heard you here. He is one of the experimental actors. Well, that is, he is experimenting, you see.
Very
difficult for me to explain. The actors on
how long
stage
have
a basic plot, but they have the freedom to wander from that plot and to say or to experiment.
I said, how long have you been here? Have you been waiting long?
I've talked enough, I know. Now to stay listen to the actors.
Or in other words, am I late?
When they paved the road from Acton to Carlisle, I thought that would be the end. The absolute end of the horse. But it didn't turn out that way. It didn't turn out that way.
Well, Lady Helen, if that's the way you feel about it, I suppose I should leave.
Don't go too far up in the rear, Barbara, and make the sideburns a little long.
Thank you.
And look, just kind of sit around on the top. You know, no sitting, right?
Seems to be getting a lot colder when I...
This is Artie Schimmelhorn back.
I believe it's
for those of you who just tuned in, this is not a nut-hack broadcast at all.
Never seen snow in July, but
you never
know what can happen.
On stage are a group of actors who are ad-libbing or wandering about the original plot.
Well, Lady Helen,
it's a new experiment.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Now, back to the stage.
I say it's been a pleasure chatting with you.
I thought, though, that when the sky turns that orange color, it meant sailors beware.
I believe I hear someone knocking at the door.
Oh, it's just a second. Now, you all know that the big boy wants to see you right after.
Yes.
I think so.
I believe I hear someone knocking at the door.
You're crazy.
Are you speaking to me, Lady Helen?
No, I'm speaking to the audience.
We're 10 men in here. You've thrown me all off.
How do you turn a horn back?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way exactly.
This is the experimental wind theater of downtown. Now, it's an obvious
The troops are coming.
No, it's not the troops. It's the audience, buddy. And it's about to move and get out of here.
Right.
The audience definitely upset. This is
experimental
theater in downtown New York. Turning you now. Thank you, Artie Sturmahorn, and you sent it back just in time. We're glad to get it back, and I don't know whether that kind of entertainment will really catch on. It didn't seem to be popular with the crowd tonight. And next, Celebrity Spotlight, and tonight's guest, our dear friend, Senor Honduras. The note I have is garbled, I think. What is it you're famous for, Senor?
I've added to my talent by learning to dance from my hands, and tonight I dance from my hands, also CBS Radio's New Year's Eve dancing party, 7 hours.
You dance on your hands for 7 hours. Isn't it dangerous? I mean, blood rushing to your hands.
I used to be a taxi driver, too old for New Year's Eve driving. Drivers do crazy things New Year's Eve. Now I stay home, turn on radio, dance on my hands, much safer.
And tonight, from Don Lombardo, Lawrence Welk, Vincent Lopez, the Dorsey and Glenn Miller Orchestras, Duke Ellington, Basie, I understand there's going to be 19 bands in all. When they play, you'll be
dancing on my hands.
Mark, how many times have you done this before?
The last New Year's Eve dancing party, I started out fine till my partner stepped on my hands.
Oh, well, look, when you finish this 7 hour stunt sometime, come back with some photos and
I'll play the spoons.
Good night. Happy New Year, Senor Honduras.
Wagon, roll on!
It happened in 1853. Just plain folks like you and me figured the country was a grown-up fact, and they was right. These folks, must have been 100 of them, including me, they kind of thought they'd like to grow with the country. They didn't like where they was. They wanted something better. There was only one way to get it. And that was by crossing the country in a bunch of prairie schooners, a wagon train. Well, sir, they pretty near made it. After engine attacks, bad weather, sickness, it was maybe 100 miles from their goal, Connecticut. And that's where...
Wagon, stop!
Yes, I don't like the looks of this here spot. Don't like it at all.
Well, we got to stop for a while, Smitty. Men, women, and horses are tired. Besides, I know this terrain. We'll be safe.
Well, I hope you know what you're up to, Jeff. This here looks like pretty wild country.
Smitty, go tell the men we're going to rest here for about 3 hours. Have them clear the area, pit cans, and those things.
Jeff, look over yonder. Smoke signals.
Smitty, that's a factory. Quite a few of them here in New Jersey. Across the river, too, in New York City.
You want me to tell the men to form a circle with the wagons, Jeff?
What for, sir?
I'm telling you, Jeff, I don't like it. We could get ambushed here quicker than
who's going to attack us, Smitty? Businessmen? Now, as soon as we get set, I want you to go back and tell Cookie.
Now, there ain't no grub left, Jeff. I don't know about the others, but I ain't had 3 days.
Well, that's your own fault, Smitty. We must have passed a dozen restaurants in the last hour.
What's that?
Horses, sir, must be mighty tired, Smitty. Nothing to worry about.
I'm telling you, Jeff, I smell trouble in the air. With the sun going down, I think we better post guard.
Smitty, you're the best scout I know, but honestly, you're a born warrior.
Hey, we're being attacked. Everybody, take cover. Jeff, get out.
Right, sir.
Jeff, can you see what kind of war party is attacking us? Smitty, we're being attacked by bullies.
And that's the way it was on that day in 1853. The bullies stole most of the wheels off in the wagon. They took a lot of clothes, most of our money, and they ran off. But with hard work, most of us saved enough money in 3 months' time to take a train to our goal, Connecticut.
I think it's too early, of course, to talk, but right there, I think, is a Peabody Award-winning feature that might achieve for us our third
Peabody Award.
Why not?
Bob, stand up. Go home to the audience and see who's responsible for it. You too, Randy.
Yeah, both of them stand up.
Get out of here, Bob.
All right. The way you feel about the audience.
Sorry.
We've dispatched Wally Ballou to the beautiful Blue Moose Cafe on Route 128 in New Jersey, where the music of Barry Campbell will be playing for all of the New Year's Eve celebrants.
Well, let me point out, too, before we switch to Wally, that this is an exclusive Bob and Ray feature for New Year's Eve. All the other stations and networks tried to get this this remote spot, but we have it, and Wally's ran out of it.
Sure, now, there's not going to be another announcer there.
We'll never know until we call in Wally. But for those of you who are enjoying a New Year's Eve party at your home right now, join along with Wally Ballou. Come in, please.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the beautiful Blue Moose Cafe here in downtown Route 128, New Jersey. It's the music of Barry Campbell, his piano and his orchestra, playing for those beginning to celebrate New Year's Eve 1959. Right now, Barry and the boys are giving out with Good Morning. See if we can get the maestro over here for just a word or two, Barry.
Howdy to everybody. Barry Campbell broadcasting at you. Beautiful downtown Route 128, just a few short miles from Midtown.
Barry, it's certainly a pleasure to see you and the boys back to action again. I know that this was an engagement you've long looked forward to.
Thank you, Wally. It is an engagement that we've looked forward to, and I want to wish all of our wonderful listeners a very happy new year. Right now, though, it's time for music again.
What's on tap now, myself,
the boys in the band, and exactly like you, a one. Hit it. Well, Wally, I want to say that I'm a little disappointed with the turnout here.
Well, it's early yet, Barry. I know there's only four couples here on the floor.
Lyle, go ahead, Lyle. Take over, Lyle.
Oh, he's the assistant director, isn't he?
That's one of our shorter arrangements.
We're going to play another chorus, I guess. Barry, who's doing your arrangements now?
I'm doing most of them myself and the little woman.
Are you still traveling in that big Barry Campbell bus that we see on the highways and byways of this country of ours?
No, we swapped that in on it yet.
Well, now they've stopped. How many reservations do they have here at the Blue Moon
Store? Wagon, as we call it, where you used to come from.
Yeah. Do you have a full list of reservations for tonight, or can folks still get over here and try to celebrate the entertainment?
Well, there's still a few hours, of course, before the balloons fly down from the ceiling. K-5, lead the band into another selection, please.
See, on my music clearance sheet, this is going to be on the good ship Lollipop.
That's right. If people would like to make a reservation, as plenty of tables available as of now. Of course, it's still a few hours away from the witching hour.
Well, the guest call Plummet 5. Thanks, Barry Campbell. And now, front door to for McGill. This is Wally Ballou saying so long.
Everybody.
Thank you, Wally. But I don't think I could make it by midnight. No, I'd be there.
Well, we'll be back to wish you a happy new year officially in just 10 seconds.
Well, that's it for 1959. Until 1960, then, this is Ray Goulding, hoping you have the best in 60.
And Bob Elliott slipping down into my regular voice, saying Happy New Year and staying by your phone.
This is the CBS Radio Network.